This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas.
I'm talking to Ted Nugent right now to see if he can come on the broadcast via text. So I want to get his take on this. Let me talk to him real quick. Let me just send him a message. Yes, anytime the next 3 hours I'm on, then Owen Shore is after that. But, I mean, right now, 15 minutes from now, whatever works for you. Thanks. So we're working on that right now here, ladies and gentlemen. And there's just so much to get to. My head is spinning. A tragic shooting in South Texas, just south of Houston, close to Galveston. We've got at least 10 dead, reportedly explosives found. We're opening the phones up for eyewitnesses of the Santa Fe shooting. 10 killed in Texas shooting. Gunman 17 yells surprise as he burst into art class with assault rifle, shotgun, and pistol and opens fire before being taken alive as police find explosives in multiple locations. That's the Daily Mail. Infowars.com has live coverage there as well. It is all unfolding. We are going to continue to track this as it unfolds. The toll-free number to join us if you are a witness or you live in the town or you have family that's giving you eyewitness information. Live coverage of at least 10 dead in Texas school shooting, 12 also injured, including officer, explosives found, Infowars.com, live coverage. And we're in an information war. Please spread that link. And then also save the links. Owen, Breaking Live, multiple dead at school shooting in Texas. Owen Schroyer, they've got a live feed as they drive down, but in a few hours they will be there. Again, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're going to go to break in a few minutes. We're going to come back with Rodney, eyewitness from Santa Fe. Says 150 children took shelter. So that is all unfolding right now. I want to go out to break here, though, with just a montage of Pelosi response to Trump's animal comments. She knows full well it was about MS-13, so she's saying that they're God's children. I guess she means this mass shooter is okay, too. And then we've also got Trump saying, I will always refer to MS-13 as animals. Here are the clips.
Some of us who are attracted to the public arena, to government and public service, we're all God's children. There's a spark of divinity in every person on earth, and that we all have to recognize that as we respect the dignity and worth of every person, and as we recognize our responsibilities with that spark of divinity within us. And so when the President of the United States says about undocumented immigrants, these aren't people, these are animals, you have to wonder, does he not believe in the spark of divinity, the dignity and worth of every person? These are not people, these are animals. The President of the United States. Every day that you think you've seen it all, along comes another manifestation of why their policies are so inhumane and why we have to continue the debate, striving for bipartisanship with openness about what is at stake and what the choices are, and to be unifying in every way possible. Calling people animals is not a good thing. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Some people who... Well, it has nothing to do with this meeting, but I'm referring, and you know I'm referring, to the MS-13 gangs that are coming in. And I was talking about the MS-13, and also, and if you look a little bit further on in the tape, you'll see that. So I'm actually surprised you're asking this question, because most people got it right. But I'm saying the MS-13, you don't have that where you come from. MS-13, these are animals. They're coming into our country, we're getting them out. They come in again, we're getting them out. We need strong immigration laws. We have the weakest laws in the entire world. We have laws that are laughed at on immigration.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the mass shooting just started 3 hours ago. An hour into it, we didn't know if anybody was even hurt. Fox News didn't know. The president said, wow, you know, looks bad. A school shooting in Texas, early reports not looking good. God bless. The anti-gun groups from Parkland, funded by Soros, are now slamming the president as being insensitive. It's just incredible. They're already blaming gun owners. They're already tweeting that we collectively are to blame, that the Second Amendment must be repealed. Incredible. We have 10 dead. The reported student who's still alive burst into the art studio area and screamed surprise before spraying bullets at people. Now, remember, we have 56 people a year on average, or between 46 and 56. It varies each year, but not above 60 people a year that die in mass shootings. And it's still too many. But thousands die in their backyard pools, thousands on jet skis, thousands falling down in their bathrooms. But they hype it up and they blame gun owners. But listen, it's still way too many to have one dead student from guns. And the answer is, what the president, what Ted Nugent, and what Wayne LaPierre, and what other great patriots like Oliver North have called for, arming the teachers. We're in a race to do this, as the MSM advertises schools where every deranged killer should go. And we have Ted Nugent joining us with his live expert analysis, the Motor City madman, obviously NRA board member. Thank you for coming on, Ted Nugent from TedNugent.com.
Well, thanks, Alex. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to speak a little bit of truth, logic, and common sense. And of course, we are not going to stop praying for the families and the victims. We are not going to stop praying for America. We will not stop giving our thoughts and prayers for victims of such evil, as the left would like us to do, as they scramble to worry about hardware and tools and weapons. When you came out here, we showed that a shotgun is far more deadly than an AR-15. And based on upcoming reports that I will review and I will share with you as soon as possible, we'll find out what the cadence of fire, what the actual firepower was, what the movement of the perpetrator and the victims were. But once again, this is not about hardware. It's about heartware. It's about spirit. This is a manifestation of a cultural deprivation and the abandonment of accountability and discipline in our world, where it goes right to the heart of what Nancy Pelosi and I painfully witness Juan Williams on Fox try to explain how calling murderers, torturers, and rapists of MS-13 animals was not proper, was hurtful. When you can have a segment of society like Nancy Pelosi and Juan Williams and so many on the left, hell, there were headlines that we were insensitive and we were cruel and hateful for calling rapists of MS-13 animals. I mean, you can't begin to explain this stuff, Alex. So I know that truth, logic, and common sense still propels a quality of life. In my family, the Nugent family, are independent. We carry guns. We have fire extinguishers. We have spare tires in all our vehicles. And if we want to stop the slaughter of 1,500 students will not cut it. Somebody write that down. You have got to have armed security at our schools like we do banks in the airport and at sporting events and racetracks. We have to have an armed, prepared, trained security individual, preferably undercover without a uniform on, at every entrance of every school in America. Now, I can just hear the hate and vitriol coming my way because I'm recommending more guns, when in fact the statistics are inescapable.
I happen to know you can get off-duty police officers bonded, certified for $25 an hour. This is very inexpensive. It needs to happen now. The left has advertised schools for lunatics to go kill people.
And not only that, and God bless those that pursue professional training, but I know janitors, and I know coaches, I know teachers, I know administrators in schools across this country. See, a lot of people don't know that the Motor City Madman was named Father of the Year at my children's school because I was in school with my children, and I was armed every time I was in the school with my children, and I would do Father's Day presentations and wildlife education scenarios and the discipline of marksmanship and archery and talk to the kids about how important, critical, clean and sober is to be to have the American dream. But I know there are parents and teachers and administrators and janitors and coaches out there that not only are ready, willing, and able to be armed to stop evil perpetrators, but they already have concealed weapons permits, but they're invalid in those arenas where they're the most desperately needed. Alex, you can't begin to explain this stuff. We can continue to go on and on and on, and once again, we proved that it doesn't take an AR-15 and that it's not an assault weapon, and if you use a van or if you use a machete or a hatchet in London or you use a rent-a-car in Manhattan, you can kill whoever you want to kill when people are either comfortably numb or much too relaxed and they abandon that level of awareness that is imperative for survival. And then I'm called a radical because I actually pursue a higher level of awareness and situational awareness, and I have the proper tools at hand, from fire extinguishers to spare tires to handguns and ammo. I'm called the weirdo, as all the real insane people like Juan Williams and Nancy Pelosi condemn us, calling MS-13 rapists, murderers, and torturers animals. You can't get more bizarre than this.
That's right. Ted Nugent's our guest, and I've got coming up, Dale is an eyewitness, says that his son knows the suspect. We've got Rodney, eyewitness. So they're coming up. A few minutes left with Ted Nugent as we learn more as this unfolds. We'll hopefully get him back perhaps tomorrow or later this afternoon. But just looking at the Pelosi clip I played earlier, you're obviously aware of it. I saw Juan Williams this morning on Fox. You must have been watching the same show I was, saying how dare Trump dehumanize all God's children. And Pelosi said MS-13 have a spark of divinity, close quote. This is next level. I was told by law enforcement and CIA people that the Democrats actually use MS-13 as muscle for them in their big blue city areas they control, and that's why they're so mad at Trump, that he's rolling up MS-13.
Well, it really is a divided nation. I just finished a documentary with a gentleman by the name of Steve West that I'll send you the link to. It's coming out in major release here in the next month or so. It's about a divided America. Well, you're damn right we're divided. Those of us that would condemn the MS-13 rapists and murderers and torturers, those of us that would condemn evil and that on one side, and then the Nancy Pelosi's and the Juan Williams and the New York Times and the MSNBC and the liberal Democrats on the other side, where they actually think that MS-13 has a spark of divinity. I'm telling you, I wrote Wango Tango, which is the funniest, most fun song in the world, but I'm going to write a song about how liberals think that rapists have a spark of divinity. This is so horrific that if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
I can't even believe it. But it shows, just like the liberals sided with the Arab Spring, overthrowing non-radical Muslims. I mean, they just have gone pure evil. But like you said, the Democrats have been evil for a long time, but they're really showing their teeth. I know you've been pushing for initiatives to have select people like President Trump's called for. You've been quarterbacking that at the NRA. Get select trained people in the schools armed for no additional cost. That would make these soft targets hard targets, wouldn't they?
Well, we've proven it just in Illinois. Illinois, in Dixon, Illinois, just this last week. There was an armed individual, an armed security guard. I don't know if he was uniformed or not. Doesn't matter at this point. But he engaged an active shooter, and number of deaths, Alex, zero. So it's not like you and I have a hunch. It's not like we have a wild guess. It's not like we're pulling this out of our ass. The evidence is irrefutable. If you are unarmed and helpless, you are unarmed and helpless. What a tragic, irresponsible, embarrassing condition to allow yourself to become. And all I'm saying is that I'm just a guitar player, but I've never been without a pocket knife and a handkerchief and a pistol.
They want to domesticate you. Ted Nugent, I know you've got to go. This is a three-minute break. I want to just come back with two, 3 more minutes with you to ask you where you think the gun grabbers are going, where we need to go to stop them, because you know they're going to come even more now for the repeal of the Second Amendment. So I want to get an update from you on that fight, and then we'll let you go. And we've got eyewitnesses from the shooting right after that. Dale and Rodney, please stay right there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Action Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, Dale says his son knows the suspect, and Rodney is an eyewitness. We have a lot of obvious listeners in Texas, but every tragic event, fortunately but also unfortunately, we have people right there on the ground. And we had two students on and three different newscasts, all reporting a stand down in Florida. And now we know, on top of that, that Cruz was on psychotropics, protected for years, part of a promise program that let him out of jail. And we're talking burglary, vandalism. He was known as the school shooter, threatening to kill people. But he was protected by Coward County. Now, the chief deputy that was over this and stood down that day, he gets $8,700 a month till he dies. And you know, Ted Nugent, in closing, I really appreciate your time, NRA board member. You nailed it earlier. If you elaborate on that, this isn't a hardware issue, a machete, a truck, a gun. This is an issue of sick, twisted freaks. And it's so obvious, and I'm not going to take the blame. I know you're not, as gun owners. With the millions of crimes that get stopped every year by law-abiding citizens, I'm not, or the woman in Brazil shooting the guy that's trying to kidnap the kids, you know, that footage from last week. This stuff never gets picked up by the media, but these tragic events get magnified and then blamed on us. If my neighbor runs over their wife with a truck, that's not my fault. I don't get blamed for that. People would get mad if a guy down the road, let's say, killed his wife with a guillotine, God forbid. If they came to your door and said, Mr. Nugent, you're to blame because Bill, 2 miles away, killed his wife, you'd laugh at them. But why don't we get more angry when they blame us for something that has nothing to do with us?
Well, it's fascinating because after the Parkland students abandoned their grieving and their heartfelt emotion after witnessing such a tragedy there, they turned to hate because I termed them as mushy-brained teenagers, which I think, Alex, we're all mushy-brained teenagers when we're that young. We're still absorbing information.
Amen.
We don't know much. That wasn't a mean statement. That wasn't an attack. Just like when the president called MS-13 animals, and then the left finds fault with calling rapists animals. So you can't make sense out of the left propaganda ministry.
Well, exactly. By the way, animals isn't enough. How about monsters? How about scum?
Sure, they're pure devils. They're just pure evil. But I just tweeted, I got my band here, I'm rehearsing, I've got a killer gig right here in Waco, Texas at Tucker Hall on the 26th. The whole Nugent band is here, and we're barbecuing, and we're shooting guns, and they're going to be surrounded. It's right in Waco, Texas at Tucker Hall, and you're going to find the greatest people in the world. They're all genuine asset column Americans, and they're all gun people, and they all agree with the things that I'm saying right now. This is what I tweeted. Guns are more restricted than ever, but liberal feel-good abandonment of accountability and discipline rages on. Let me repeat that. Guns are more restricted than ever, but liberal feel-good abandonment of accountability and discipline rages on. In every instance, Alex, these murderers have been known to be psychotic, to be dangerous, to be threatening. In every instance, from Columbine to Virginia Tech to Luby's Cafeteria to San Bernardino and the Pace nightclub in Orlando and in Parkland, every time the murderers were known to be absolutely dangerous. I predict, and it really doesn't matter what the prediction is true or not, but I predict that this maniac, this evil, evil person that slaughtered innocent people today in Santa Fe, Texas, he will be discovered to be a known crazy person that in a feel-good liberal world, you don't identify.
every time they're on a Prozac-type drug, every time they're being protected, every time there's a stand-down. And, you know, we think of Texas as red. Houston's blue now, a lot of great people, and that area down to Galveston is now blue. And it's just weird that this seems to always happen in a blue area, Ted Nugent.
Well, the Uniform Crime Report by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, not to be confused with the gangsters like Comey and the thugs that run the FBI. How long would you enter a building that says J. Edgar Hoover over the entrance without feeling guilty and want to change the status quo? But I digress. But the crime report from the FBI has proven that in every highest crime zone in America, you look at a map of America, it's almost all red except for little blue high crime Democrat smudges. Democrats and liberals are more dedicated to make you feel good than actually doing good. And it manifested itself today in Santa Fe, Texas, and what Nancy Pelosi and Ron Williams attempted to legitimize MS-13 by condemning those of us that would call them animals. I mean, Rod Serling wouldn't produce a Twilight Zone episode. Mad Magazine wouldn't run this story. It's so stupid. But this new, I'm going to send you a copy and a link to this new Division America documentary.
I want to see it. You know what? I think I may bring the family up to that great concert you're putting on. Ted Nugent, say hi to Shimei. Thank you so much for all you do.
You bet. We're praying for the families down in Santa Fe, Alex.
Absolutely. Pray for them. God bless you. Thank you, Ted Nugent. All right, there goes Ted Nugent, and I'm going to call him back today. He'll probably pop back on the other broadcast we have with Owen Schroyer, is going to be in the field. Now, I apologize to Dale, and I apologize to Rodney. I was going to go right to you. I sent Ted a text. I said, hey, can you come on the next few hours? And boom, he called the hotline. He's a man of action. So I was like, okay, we'll have Ted up front. Obviously, you know why. So we're going to now go to Dale, who says that he is an eyewitness down in Santa Fe, where at least 10 are dead, praying for those, obviously lost people, praying for those, fighting for their lives. This is a real tragic event. Says his son knows the suspect, and then we'll go to Rodney after that. Dale, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Alex? I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, Second Amendment supporter. I have a sophomore that attends Santa Fe High School. At approximately 5 minutes to 8 this morning, he called me out of breath, telling me that there was a shooter at the school, at the high school, and that he was running down the road to the gas station that's just south of the school, about a click. And so he told me that the fire alarm went off, and they all went out of the rooms. They heard what they thought could have been gunshots, but then they heard two loud gunshots and everybody started running. And so he has a brother too that eventually met up with him there at the service station, and I picked him up about a mile off the highway, a mile south of the school off the highway when I left work to run over and pick him up. And we were watching a report on CBS where the shooter was named by someone who had seen, been a witness to, Dimitri. I don't want to use his last name. I guess everybody deserves some anonymity, especially minors. But
you're saying CBS said the name?
CBS said the name. Yeah. And his first name, Dimitri. And said he was in a trench coat, and my son said at the house after I had evacuated him, said, I know Dimitri. He's always talking about guns and knives. And who wears the trench coat all the time? It's apparently his M.O.
It's the trench coat mafia devil worship stuff. Stay there, sir. This is critical. This is absolutely critical. We'll be right back. Let me talk to you during the break.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Got shot in the art hole, and as soon as the alarms went off, everybody just started running outside, and next thing you know, everybody looks, and you hear boom, 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 and I just ran as fast as I could to the nearest forest so I could hide, and I called my mom.
Now, we have Dale and Rodney and others that are eyewitnesses who live there in the town. This gentleman rescued his sons about a half mile or mile away from the school. He said off air to us the name of the supposed shooter, the reported shooter, and now the Metro, one of the big papers in London, has photos of who they purport to be. This individual, he has a Greek last name, Demetrios Pagoritis, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's phonetically broken down later in the article, but part of that is broken as well. Demetrius Pag Ortiz. And he liked to wear T-shirts like Born to Kill. And it looks like he was into Satanism, as I predicted. Can you guys just give me a document cam shot on my article, and we'll go back to the witnesses? Because it has it right here. He has an octopus, which is a sign of international evil and conspiracy. A pentagram. A pocket watch. And an iron cross. There is a communist star. So it looked like he was into evil. And that's what I noticed, even though the shooters at Columbine were Jewish. At least one of them was Jewish. The other purported to be part Jewish. They were into Nazism because devil worshippers are just into whatever's evil. And I predicted in the last hour that they'd probably be a devil worshipper on Prozac-type drugs, because almost every time they are. This is incredible. Now, the father who we were just talking to said that he talked to his son, and that the name did check out. So, this is preliminary. We're breaking this down live, ladies and gentlemen. What happens in mainstream media is, I'll cover what another paper covers. People won't sue that paper. They'll sue me if it's not 100% accurate. So we're reporting on what the Metro is reporting on, and going right to Dale, who picked up his sons, who survived this tragic event that's killed at least 10 people. So Dale, please continue. Recap, and then you can say the guy's full name now because it's in the news, walk through, is this accurate, what the Metro was saying? Please continue.
Yes, it was about 5 minutes to eight when my son called me out of breath. He told me that there was an active shooter at the school, and that they let him out, and the fire alarm went off, and they let the kids out of class. And as they were walking, they heard some loud noises, but then they heard two distinct noises, bang, bang. And they took off running, and they did exactly what I told them to do. If anything ever happens at your school, you run away from the school. Don't stay at the school. Huddle up. Don't do none of that. You get away.
You're a good daddy. That's what I've told my children is, you run, you run, you zig, you zag. Somebody tries to kidnap you, grabs you by the arm, you start screaming, you run. You don't put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
Absolutely. And so his freshman son, Gerald's my sophomore. He's the one that was I'm talking about there. And his freshman sophomore, James, brother, James, met up with him at the store later. So they both followed Dad's instructions.
Well, good. I can tell you're happy, Daddy. Well, you were telling us off air that your son knows the suspect. Is this description by the Metro of somebody wearing black trench coats, weird paraphernalia, is that accurate?
Yeah, that is accurate. It sounds like I can't pronounce that last name either, Pogardis or something of that nature. But my son played, if it's the same Dimitri, played football with them. And he was always interested in talking about guns and knives and that sort of thing. And he was shocked to hear that news. And so was I, quite frankly. I've also got a wife, Lydia, who got a text from somebody whose husband's on the job. And they're saying that 11 people are dead. At least one of them is a teacher. And so during this whole incident, that's what she sent it over to me, and I've seen it too. So.
Well, this is just terrible. I'm sad to hear that. You know, I predicted, because in almost every case it's the same, that devil worship's involved. And there he is, sickeningly wearing a peace symbol on his hat, which is actually the Germanic rune of death. If you actually know what it means.
Terrible.
When the arms are up, it means a tree living. When the arms are down, it's a dead tree. He also had pentagrams, Satanism, according to his YouTube channels, according to Facebook channels. And they're saying this is confirmed to be his channel. So just really, really, really sick that yet again, it's evil, satanic people that are causing the problems. And now the other satanic people like George Soros are going to try to use this to take our guns.
That's terrible. You know, I'll tell you, this is, you know, they can say it was unexpected, but I can tell you within the past 2 months, they had a false alarm active shooter drill at the school, and then they've had two more drills since that time within the past 2 months, and now it finally happens. And just last week, UTMB Hospital, thank goodness, had a mass casualty drill. So I don't know if any of that's connected, but it doesn't sound, you know, like it. It doesn't sound too good to me, being a listener.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you the inside scoop on this. 2020 even did a report on it in 2002. In the mid-1990s, they started death education, suicide education, where they'd have the kids simulate getting in coffins. They'd teach them about death, how to commit suicide, so they wouldn't do it. But they found a tripling in suicides, particularly by young girls that get their shoelaces and go in the bathroom with the coat rack hanger on the back of the stall, and they'd hang themselves. That's why most schools stopped suicide prevention, because if you teach little girls don't cut yourselves, if you teach little girls don't hang yourselves, well, 13-year-old girls weren't thinking about that to begin with. But now you introduce it in their mind. So you have the media hyping mass shootings. You have them doing the shooting drills, just like Parkland had shooting drills the month before as well. It puts the idea into mentally ill people to do it. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't still do it now that the ball's rolling, but this is how you introduce it with the media and the culture.
Oh, my gosh. Just put it out there. Yep, and it causes the crazies to crack. I hear you. And so, yeah, it's just a shame. I mean, it's a shame what they're doing to us. So that's really all I had to report. I just praying for everybody and ask everybody, all your listeners, to pray for us and these families that lost their kids. I mean, I just can't imagine. It's horrific.
Well, take the I totally agree with you. Take the Daily Beast. They even got it right and said Nick Cruz watched the drills and learned what to do.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, teach them what to do.
Well, they know. If you go back to suicides in New York off the Brooklyn Bridge or off the Empire State Building, they learned that when one person would jump, there'd be a big cluster after. And so you advertise to a bunch of kids on drugs, devil worshiping, playing shoot 'em up video games all day. Yeah, the average shoot 'em up game doesn't make you or I a killer or our kids killers, but you take a mentally ill devil worshiper, they simulate killing all day. It's always the same. Video game, devil worshiper, into Nazis, into devil worship, into communism, who's been refused by girls, and then they go and try to kill a bunch of people to show people how powerful they are. It's pure selfish Satanism. What do you think of the reported dirtbag still being alive?
Well, yeah, I was looking at that. Wow, they caught him alive. 11 other people are dead. That's, you know, I don't know. That's kind of unusual. Usually when the cops respond, and Santa Fe is a pretty close-knit community. We have a lot of gun-supporting.
Hold on. I want you to finish, Dale. We're going to break, then I promise I'm going to Rodney right after we talk to you. But it looks like the police did respond well.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their feet.
Joe, we've got Gail, whose two sons survived and got away thanks to their dad's directive of them following that common sense directive instead of staying there and putting their heads between their legs like most schools tell you to do. But it looks like this school had the fire drill and opened the doors up and said, get the hell out of here. And it looks like the police responded very, very quickly. So this looks like this may not be the case like we saw with the stand down in Parkland or other areas, or this death toll could have been a lot bigger. Dale, we've got your number. I'm going to give you our number. If you can get your son to go talk to students that were eyewitnesses and get us more intel, that would be absolutely vital. And, you know, if you're pro-gun, if your sons are pro-gun, you probably want to get to the media as well. Owen Schroyer is going to be down at the high school today because the left's going to be there picking through these students and going through their Facebooks and trying to find who's anti-gun to let them speak for you and your young sons and for the victims as well. So can you briefly speak to that? Then we'll go to Rodney. Dale?
We got to get over there and voice our opinion on about the Second Amendment issue that they're going to try to, they're going to try to take it over like they do everything. And so, yeah, we'll get over there and see if we can track down Owen. And, if he wants to come over for a good dinner, that'll be fine with us. So we're a tight-knit community, tight-knit community in Santa Fe. And as for the shooter still being alive, I think that does speak volumes for the fairness that our cops and emergency response personnel have for following the law. Man, I'll tell you what, if I was a policeman and I rushed up on that scene, I don't know if the kid would still be alive. He might have got a bullet right between the eyes. That's just, I'm just speaking from the heart.
Absolutely. Exactly. I don't know how you see a bunch of dead kids and don't do it, but they don't know there's somebody helping him. So it's smart if they can take him alive to do that. That's a lot of restraint by the police. So
absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to put you on hold. Make sure we have your numbers. I'm going to give your number to Owen. I'm going to give you Owen's numbers. God bless you, Dale. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. And Owen Schroyer and some of our crew are going to be down there in the next few hours, so they're going to be on the side of that. Wow. That'd be powerful, too, to go to take those guys out to dinner. We should take them out to dinner and interview them or something like that. If I want more reporters, if I had more reporters, that's one of our anchors we're sending down there to try to hire more crew. But I'm not complaining. It's just that I'd love to be a lot. I'd love to be able to do a lot more. I would love to be able to do a lot more. Rodney, thanks for holding. I really appreciate you holding. You're on the air. Thank you, sir, from Santa Fe.
Hi, Alex. I'll tell you what I know, okay? A friend of mine owns Indian Automotive. He doesn't own it. He's the head guy over there. His name's Bubba. He runs that mechanic shop. It's called Indian Automotive, which is directly across from the high school. And his wife runs it too. Lori is her name. And I've known Lori for over 25 years. Her father and I grew up together. We went to school here in Santa Fe. And so what I know when I talked to her father this morning is that Indian Automotive housed or sheltered upwards to 150 people in that three-car automotive shop that he has there. So that might be somebody that you want to talk to, get your reporter over there and talk to him. CBS News this morning was reporting, about 10:20 this morning, was reporting that an officer had been shot. And that's what I'd like to speak to, because since I've been going to school here, I've lived here since 1977, and Dale's right, we're a close community. I probably know Dale. But we've always had armed security at the school since the 70s. We've had armed security at our high school, at our junior high school. So I'm wondering if that report was accurate, that the officer was shot, that was, you know, the armed officer that was taking care of security at that school. I'm very curious about that. As of about an hour ago, Highway 6 was shut off from 1764 going from Santa Fe towards the high school and Alvin going towards the high school on Highway 6. So I don't know if it's cleared about an hour and a half ago. I was out there, coming back home because I was going to put my boat in the water tomorrow. I've been working on my boat for 2 months straight trying to get this stupid thing ready, and then this happened. So that's out the window. I'm going to spend the rest of the day praying and fasting about this situation. I don't know. I think my next door neighbor's daughter, she goes to that high school. I think she's okay because he's not bouncing off the walls. So I think everything's okay as far as that goes. So I'm curious about, but please, Alex, I'd like to say, please make sure that the reporting is accurate. The last thing we need is speculation about what happened over here. We need to let this thing play out. The officers responded very well. Dale is...
No, I agree. Listen, it's the media that said that I said Parkland didn't happen. So they're going to try to misrepresent whatever we do. We're being extra careful. Even when it's being reported by other newspapers, the identity of the shooter, I said it may not be true just because they try to twist everything we do.
Right. No, I understand. I understand, Alex. It's just, you know how important it is. So, and we do too. So it's just, it's really important to make sure that we have the information.
No, I totally agree. Here's the bottom line. We already have Hogg and the rest of the usual suspects blaming the Second Amendment, blaming Trump. So all I'm saying to the parents are conservatives and Christians and patriots are always very reserved. The left's going to be out there today. They're going to find their people they want as spokespersons. It's critical that people that don't want the First Amendment or Second Amendment blamed get on the news. And I know people out there aren't glory pigs and, you know, aren't wanting to be on television, but I guarantee you they're looking at parents in the Democratic Party. They're looking at anti-gunner databases, and they're calling people right now to stick them on CNN, ABC, CBS, and everywhere else to demonize the Second Amendment. So that's why I'm saying I agree. The police responded quickly, probably a real shooting, you know, who knows. We're always going to, you know, sit back and look. And when I say real shooting, you know, real the way they're saying it is. Because I guess last hour he's probably a devil worshiper. And according to the news, you know, that looks like what he is.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not demonizing anyone. I don't know this kid from, you know, from Adam. So I'm not going to make any accusations there. I don't know what he did was evil. And there's no question about it. But, you know, when I went to high school here, we used to have guns in our back windows of our trucks. After school, we'd go dove hunting. You know, we'd be like, okay, we're going dove hunting, bring your guns, we're going to such and such, we're going to a bean field, we're going to go out there and go dove hunting. Okay, we'd be 6 or 7 of us, bring our guns to school, leave them in our, on our windows, you know, in our back windows in our trucks, and after school, we'd go dove hunting. And, so, you know, obviously you can't do that anymore, but, yeah, the world is changing. I'd like to say also that what, if people would understand what they're doing to Trump right now, they're using the exact same tactic against constitutional law in this country. They keep trying to tell everybody it's a democracy. It's not, but they're using the same thing.
We're a constitutional republic and they're dismantling the country. Just like he said, MS-13 are animals. They said that he said Hispanics are animals. Everything they do is twisting and deception. Rodney, if you want to leave us your number as a point of contact for Owen, or if you want to talk to us, I'm going to put you on hold. God bless you. And I appreciate your fine points. We've got John and others that are eyewitnesses. We'll go to them as well. Anything else you wanted to add, Rodney?
No, I just we need to pray for America, pray for our youth, and you know, stay close to Jesus, because he's the only real protection that we have anymore.
No, I totally agree. And you heard Ted Nugent. This is an evil problem.
Absolutely, I agree 100%.
God bless you. The only reason I said he was probably a devil worshiper is they're almost always wear black trench coats and have pentagrams and love Satan and play shoot 'em up video games. And then people go, oh, don't blame video games. They're into video games. I'm not saying a normal person playing one of those is going to do it. But if you're already mentally ill and you're on one of these Prozac drugs, I mean, look, he was wearing communist pins, German pins, World War I Iron Crosses, pentagrams. It's just whatever he could wear to be shocking and look powerful and evil. And I guess he thought going and killing a bunch of innocent people would just prove how evil he was to his master. Now, I've got an hour and 58 minutes, and I have it plugged. We're not going to be able to fund the operation if I don't. We're trying to expand. We're trying to put reporters in the field all over the world, from Europe to the UK to the US. We're fighting hard, as you know. We make it easy to support us. We have great air filtration, great water filtration. We have great non-GMO heirloom seeds. We have great Patriot t-shirts, hundreds of them, ball caps, you name it. We've got amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got the toothpaste, fluoride-free, with coital silver and iodine fortified, 50% off. That's going to have to end on Monday. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's 50% off. Amazing. We've got DNA Force. That special's got to end. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. I want you to try it and see how great it is. A bunch of big specials are about to end. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, back in stock. That's going to have to end. 25% off. But listen, when you go there and you get these products, you'll see how amazing they are. But you'll also know that products that have 98% ratings on third-party sites, unprecedented, funds this operation. And if you stand with us, we will continue to fight as hard as we can, critical in the information war. If you don't, we'll fold, because it takes money to run this operation. So please consider going to InfoWarsStore.com today and shopping with InfoWars, shopping with the good guys to help fund us. But pray for all those that have died regardless. I know I'm praying for them, because this is a serious issue with evil. We'll be back. Stay with us.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.